Unintended Consequences by 94 Bottles of Snapple, read by Coprime. Rating, teen and up. Archive warning, no archive warnings apply. Fandom, Daredevil Comics. Relationship, Loki and Mike Murdock, as well as Loki / Mike Murdock. Additional tags, point of view Mike Murdock, angst, post Nornstone Mike Murdock, first meetings, post Agent of Asgard Loki, human disaster Mike Murdock, drinking to cope, and implied / reference alcohol abuse / alcoholism. Summary. In his head, the story Mike and the Nornstone told the world still clashes with the reality of the universe as it was. He drinks about it. The clock read 4 a.m. when Mike woke up from the nightmare. He clawed a hand through his hair and cursed those glowing numbers like it was their fault he was in this mess. It wasn't. It was his own fucking fault. He could feel the Nornstone's energy from across the room, like a cold hand curled around his throat. What was that saying about wishes again? There was no one to laugh about that miserable joke with him. He was the only one who still remembered. Squeezing his eyes shut, Mike blew out a breath, flexed his fingers in one by one until he'd formed a fist. "You're real." It sounded like Dad's voice, not his own. "You're real. You're real. You're real, Mikey." Mike wanted to hit something. He sucked in another breath and let it out, padded across the room on socked feet, and pulled the Nornstone from its hiding place. If he smashed it, would things go back? Was this world a done deal, or could someone take it all away again? He didn't know. There was no knowing with a thing like this. Mike couldn't actually decide which was worse, the memories or the blank emptiness. But there was no easy way of taking back what he'd done, and he didn't want to anyway. Maddie and Butch and everyone, they remembered him now. They'd remember him even if he disappeared. Maybe Mike had been imaginary once, but he was real now, and he'd made himself that way. He wasn't going back to before. To that pitying look on Foggy's face, to Daredevil coldly trying to erase him. But the nightmares weren't sustainable either. So it was time to return to the old Murdock family staple, drink. 5 hours later, Mike had exhausted both his limited alcohol stash at home and his patience for pacing, and was day drinking at some hole in the wall that opened early and didn't ask questions. He'd stopped counting the number of refills to his tumbler. Beer was cheaper, yeah, but whiskey was faster. And after a morning being hunted by his nightmares, Mike wanted fast more than he wanted cheap. He wanted to stop thinking. He wanted to stop feeling like an empty shell, painted over pretty like an Easter egg, but devoid of substance inside. The substance inside him now was primarily whiskey, but that was preferable to nothing. The truth and the story were still at war inside him. It was his fault Jack Murdock was dead. He'd never met Jack Murdock in his life. Jack Murdock would be disappointed in him now. Jack Murdock wouldn't know him from Adam. Mike hated his brother. Mike had no brother. If anything happened to Maddie, he didn't know how to go on. But go on with what? There had never been any Mike Murdock. Mike had just swallowed a part of Matt's life to make his own. He swallowed another mouthful of whiskey and found his glass empty again. "Can I buy you a drink?" Mike blinked back out of his thoughts and looked up. Staring back at him was a pair of eyes so green they practically glowed. The woman they belonged to had unnaturally pale skin, messy black hair, and a crooked smile that could only mean trouble. Mike's heart lurched oddly in his chest. "I never say no to a pretty lady," he told her, and her grin stretched wider to reveal a missing incisor. It only seemed to add to her uncanny charm. "Yeah," she said. "I figured that was the case. Motioning the bartender over, she sat down on the stool to Mike's left. Nick, two of my usual. This guy looks like he could use one. The bartender, Nick, nodded and pulled out a couple of cocktail glasses. So, Mike began, what's a pretty lady like you doing at a bar this early in the day? Looking for trouble, the stranger replied, her eyes crinkled at the corners. And stories. Mike snorted. You're in luck there, he promised. I'm nothing but trouble and stories. Nick slid two unholy-looking absinthe-green concoctions down the bar. The stranger lifted hers and clicked the rim against Mike's. That is exactly what I like to hear. The end. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this work, please consider leaving a comment on the original work for the author.